88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello, and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Today, we continue our series, Let's Talk. And today, we're discussing probably the most controversial topic when it comes to true crime. And I guess any issue you can think of impacting our daily lives, and that is the death penalty. To stay up to date with all of my content, check out our Twitter account at TrueCrimeNS. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, both for Apple and Android devices. This show is sponsored by Poddex. Use promo code TrueCrimeNS for 10% off your first order. And we'd also like to thank our other sponsor, Hunt a Killer. Use code TCNS for 20% off your first box. And let's get to it. Oh, the death penalty. I believe this is as controversial as abortion, immigration, and politics. One of those topics that nobody really wants to talk about, but has plenty of opinions on it. Today's episode will be all about the effectiveness and fairness of using death penalty to deter crime. Let's talk about crime for a little bit. Society tries to penalize crime for their criminals for their wrong actions, voluntary or involuntary. Yes, we can agree that an involuntary crime suffers less punishment than a crime that was committed on purpose. In a way of trying to maintain order in societies, the law started to dictate what the punishment was for certain crimes. Some countries and states have different ways of punishment, and the one that we will discuss today is the death penalty. The first established death penalty laws date far back as the 18th century BC in the Code of King Hammurabi of Babylon, which codified the death penalty for 25 different crimes. Death penalty was also part of the 14th century BC's Hittite Code and the 7th century BC's Draconian Code of Athens, which made death the only punishment for all crimes. And in the 5th century BC's Roman Law of the 12 Tablets, death sentences were carried out by such means as crucifixion, drowning, beating to death, burning alive, and impalement. We could discuss this sentence for hours and always find a new detail to talk about. Can you imagine being punished for a crime by being burned alive? This is not humane. This is insane. Yes, the early stages of the death penalty were not humane at all. And not fair, because there were not many resources to investigate a crime. Rightfully decide if the person was supposed to be punished or not. But how is today's reality? Let's go over some statistics about the death sentence. The death penalty is legal in 28 states. According to the Bureau of Justice and the Death Penalty Information Center, the average time from sentencing to execution was just around 16 years. If no appeals are raised, that process can happen as soon as 6 months, but that rarely happens. Death sentences may only be imposed for crimes in which a victim is killed, but state legislators can determine what specific circumstances make a murderer eligible for a death sentence. 17 prisoners have been executed in the United States in 2020. 5 states and the federal government have carried out executions. Electrocution or lethal injection are the most common ways of executing prisoners with a death sentence. But right now it varies state by state. Texas leads the number of executions with almost 700 prisoners killed on a death sentence between 1976 and 2020. More than a dozen states have found that the death penalty cases are up to 10 times more expensive than comparable non-death penalty cases. The most rigorous cost study in the country found that a single death sentence in Maryland costs almost $2 million more than a non-death penalty case. These facts come to show us that this topic is super controversial. Is it effective? By sentencing someone to death, you're ensuring that the person will never commit any crime ever again. But by letting that person stay in prison for the rest of his or her life, we'll still ensure the same. The cost comes to play when it becomes much more expensive to work with a death sentence case. Now, is a death sentence fair? Hard to say. Are we knowledgeable enough to decide if someone lives or dies? I'm going to leave this question open, but I will go over a statistic that might make it easier to answer this question. Several sources say that there is no credible evidence that the death penalty deters crime more effectively than long terms of imprisonment. States that have death penalty laws do not have lower crime rates or murder rates than states without such laws, which help us to conclude that it is more fair and cheaper to leave someone alive in prison than killing this person for committing a crime. Living with yourself after committing such horrible act is already very painful. Living with that for the rest of your life inside of a prison cell is a pretty bad punishment. The truly important fact that must be addressed is that families or loved ones of victims of crimes like that must receive the respect and the peace of knowing that the monster who committed the crime will never again see the light of day. And that's a wrap for today's topic. As we all should agree, crimes are never good and bring sadness to countless people. It is important for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid it from happening. For more information on the podcast, consider following us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribing to the podcast on your favorite platform. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Podmix, for sponsoring this episode. They are a tool to help grow your podcast. They offer a handful of cards such as these, which give you episode prompts or interview questions to help kind of spice up your podcast, make it more engaging, increase your downloads. Visit poddex.com with the promo code TCNS for 10% off your order. And then the sponsor, Hunter Killer, use code TCNS for 20% off your first box. And let's hear your thoughts on the death penalty. Send us a voicemail at 682-305-0483. And of course, when you send a message, you can remain anonymous if you'd like. Thank you and have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.